is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for this Friday. Well, for July expiry, which was yesterday, the Nifty ended below 11,300, and for the day, the Nifty closed in the red. The mid-caps outperformed. Remember, for the July series, it is one of the worst that we've seen in the past 9 months. But just to put it into perspective, it's been a rough July for us. Since Budget Day, which is July 5th, the Nifty is down 5.8%, mid-cap index is down 9.8%, Bank Nifty has fallen 7.7%, and the FIIs have sold over around 11,500 crores since Budget Day. Month-to-date also, if you look at us compared to the globe, the MSCI India is down 3.8%, whereas MSCI Asia ex-Japan is flat. In terms of cues to watch out for, today is the first day of the August series, so maybe there could be a little bit of subdued volumes. But in terms of results post-markets, we had Tata Motors, Bank of Baroda, Biocon, PVR, just to name a few, that came out with numbers and will be reacting to numbers this morning. In terms of results today as well, do watch out for a lot from the auto space. We have Maruti, Bajaj Auto, and separately Vedanta, JSW Steel, Vodafone Idea, and PNB that are releasing numbers. Globally, things look a little soft, so the ECB left rates unchanged overnight, and the European markets were lower, US is lower on account of fears that the Fed is going to temper its expectations in terms of the meet next week, Asia is lower, and we have SGX, which is indicating a bit of a softer start. In terms of other cues to watch out for, the results of the weekend would be something that the market would take note of. So ICICI Bank, Escorts, Havells, all of these numbers will be out over Saturday. And lastly, just watch out for the Fed meet, which is taking place next week. So maybe the street might start looking forward to what we could expect, considering that the US is indicating that expectations could be tempered from the Fed meet. In terms of stocks and news, Tata Motors net loss at 3,679 crores versus our poll of 2,127 crores. Bajaj Finserv net profit, which is up around 2.4%. Remember, Bajaj Finance already reacted to its numbers yesterday. Bank of Baroda net profit at 709.9 crores versus our poll of 899.3 crores. Biocon revenue growth of 30% year-on-year. Biologics up 8.6% Q-on-Q. PVR net profit 16 crores versus 52 crores year on year. Bharat Bijli net profit down 43% year on year. And South Indian Bank, where the net profit has come in higher at 73 crores versus 23 crores. Well, on that note, thank you for tuning into this podcast this morning, which is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.